Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Stephen the Warman Writes Cake Finding Podcast Show. I'm your host, Stephen the Warman. You are listening to this podcast in various ways, thanks to TJ DeSantis and the guys at Between Rounds Radio. You're listening to it on Spotify, on SoundCloud, on iTunes, which is entering Warman Cake Fighting Show, or you are on the direct blog, which I usually post to my Facebook and to my Twitter, lordgaul.podbean.com. Grateful for everybody who's listening, grateful everyone who's following. Really, it's going to be a lot of news and stuff today, and going to break down a couple of cards, just kind of giving you an idea of what to expect, and then hopefully we have a really good day, Saturday of kickboxing action. So, first of all, let's talk about the two things of note that, because they kind of are very big in the kickboxing landscape, and one, just the cultural effect of another particular moment. But basically, I want to talk about the big signing for one in terms of picking up Tayfun Askin. The reason why that's a big-time signing is simply because it sets the stage for a possible match between Georgia Petrosian and Tayfun Askin. Now, again, Superbon is also signed, but Superbon has had victories and successes and so on. He's had a good run, but he's got a loss to Marat Grigoryan, stuff like that. So he's a big signing, but in a recent battle with a very tough, you know, guy in the world, he lost. And I think that even though he's won since then, that's the last memory we have of him. So he's not coming in as hot, even though he's still a super talent. He's won tournaments and he's had a lot of success since that loss, but it's just the feel or the excitement of Tayfun Askin, because Askin looked like he was a guy who would run out of opponents essentially in Infusion. So he'll go over there. Georgia Petrosian, the current one championship title holder at 154. Unless management comes into play to keep this from happening, that's the fight to make. Not to mention Yotsen Klaas, another good fight to make out there. There's a lot of fun stuff that they can do. So I am really, really, really excited about the possibility that those two guys can meet sometime this year. Would just be absolutely wonderful. So that's just what I hope. I mean, it could happen. You know, I don't know. The only thing that, you know, one, they've signed talent. It's just the map for us to figure out kind of what's going to happen, how title fights come about. That's a little bit tougher to follow, but they really are, it is a good signing, and they really are set up to put on one of the bigger fights of the year. So hopefully they announce that for like, you know, June or something like that. I don't know if they want to give him a tune-up or whatever, but he's ready to go. Petrosian, hopefully he's ready to go, and we get to see an epic, epic fight. That's really something that the people want to see, so that would be a lot of fun. The other thing that I want to bring up, before I get into some of the results and stuff like that, I absolutely love the ref recognition that's happening. So there was a KO by Sovorathana, and that happened in, I believe it was Hardcore Muay Thai. And that took place. And as the knockout happens, the ref dives, gets his hand under the head of the fighter, rolls up, and he keeps the guy from taking that bump that happens when you get knocked out and you hit the mat. The reason why I bring this up is because even though Thai refs have been doing this for a long time, and those of us who've been watching kickboxing and Muay Thai for a long time, we are used to seeing them pull this off. And it helps because they have the most experience. You know, what I mean by that is simply because so many fight events happen, you know, because they're, you know, doing shows essentially three times, four times a week sometimes, whatever, they get a lot of experience. So they know when a guy's out. They know when a guy's not able to defend himself or control his fall. So when that situation happens, they don't just like go grabbing the head or catching the body. They roll. Like there's like a technique that they have, falling, getting to the ground and making sure they save you from that extra violent bump to your head. This particular one caught traction, and all of a sudden I'm seeing stuff where it's all the MMA outlets are showing it. Some of the boxing outlets are showing it. It's just a moment that we're used to seeing it because we've been watching kickboxing, you know, Muay Thai forever, but it's really cool that the rest of the world was able to appreciate what this has done or what this guy's done. I even seen him on some outlets that weren't sports. It was so cool. So definitely shout out to the ref and shout out to that moment, because they really do it all the time and you just don't get the recognition for it. And it really is awesome that you're able to save someone's, you know, from further damage after they've already been stopped by KO. So definitely good stuff there. going to go ahead and go into a couple of results. First, Risen did a card recently. And you know what? Let me slow down. Before I get into this Risen card, there's one other thing that's going on in the world that's affecting the kickboxing cards, the coronavirus and its effect on fight cards in China and fighters in China. And you know, you've seen in MMA that the UFC champion Zhang had to leave China early to do her camp outside of the country because of the dangers thereof. And entire cities and entire regions are being quarantined and they're not allowed, you know, travel restrictions. They're trying to get this through to everybody. Now, it has now affected the kickboxing world because cards are being canceled. Things are being postponed. Not as many people are getting those calls to travel. And you know how fighters are. Fighters could care less. Like, if you are American and you get the opportunity to fight in Japan, that's rare. So you're going. You care less. You'll take your chances with coronavirus. But in truth, there has been several announcements of postponements for some of the major cards. I saw that Rise had an amateur event that was post. I saw that there is talk that maybe they want to move K-Festa. I don't think that's going to happen, but I do think that it just kind of goes to show that's come up a lot. The Olympic Committee is looking at things. So they just want to slow stuff down. I do think that this will pass by then, you know, God willing, of course. But I do think this will pass. But it is something that has to be brought up because the coronavirus has canceled cards and kept fighters from being able to travel and look for other opportunities. And, you know, even people who are under multi-fight deals aren't able to compete. So I am curious to see where this goes. But it really is a exceptional fight opportunity, like that these guys are given, that's part of the world does. They give a lot of opportunities, and it is unfortunate that this has gotten to the point where it is affecting, you know, a niche sport as is. So hopefully things get better in those situations, but I definitely had to stop and bring that up. I'm going to go ahead and go over to the Risen card. Risen had opened up, or they had several kickboxing fights on the card. I won't talk about them all. Kusuke Jitsukata gets a KO victory over Ryo Sakai. The kickboxing organization in general for Risen and what they're trying to accomplish, they just got to really focus on building stars outside of Tenzin Nasukawa. Like, that is a big deal. You know, they got to figure that out. So, again, it's going to go a long way for, you know, just doing the cards regular and having stars pop back up. But this type of victory has more meaning when you have other stars in the organization. But victory was had by KO, so he moves forward. Kenichi Takuchi gets a victory over Naeo, unanimous decision. Henry Sejas gets a victory over Sato by unanimous decision. Yuya Shibata gets a victory over Koki by KO in the first round, 230 in. And then Matsuya Tezuka gets a victory over Masahiro Ozawa. That was ruled a majority draw. Sorry, I thought it was majority decision, majority draw. So definitely wanted to give a shout out to Risen for putting more kickboxing bouts on. But man, you've got to start building stars. You've got to, whether it's tournaments, whether, you know, whatever route you decide to take, we got to get more of that kind of option. We got to get more, how do you follow these stars? So I'm going to go ahead and mention a couple of other victories that have, you know, gone throughout the past few weeks. In particular, Rise did a show, and I won't talk about the whole show, but I'll talk about some of the stoppages. Fumiya, you know, was coming off a loss, gets back on a winning track, stops his guy, scores a left hook as his Takuma's throwing a right hook, scores a knockdown, and then later in the round, he's able to score another left hook in the exact same way, getting the first round stoppage for Mia. Talented guy, tall. The hook is very, very sharp. He shoots it wide sometimes, and sometimes he shoots it in a little bit closer. I like how he rips it to the body. Talented guy. So I'm hoping to see more of Fumiya moving down the road. Next card, that was from Crush, my apologies. I'm going through my Japan list right now. One of the cooler knockouts for me, just because I love how it's done, there is a Tatsuki Shinotsuka gets a nice KO. He's like, hands down, sticks his tongue out, rips a 1-2, digs to the body, and then after he digs to the body, he follows it up with a knee right down the middle to Hirono, who's got the guard up, and it's just a beautifully executed technique. So he, you know, they have an exchange in the middle, he throws a 1-2 off of it, comes at him, sticks the tongue out, rips the 1-2, puts a 3 in the body this time, it bends over Hirono, and then the knee goes right up the middle of the guard. Just beautiful stuff. I want to see this guy compete more. I like the showmanship. And again, just got to keep building on it. Very, very violent stuff. Daichi Makami gets a first-round stoppage over Ishikawa. I thought that it's one of the cooler KOs that you're going to see, and I can't wait to put it on my year-end kickfighting highlight. He basically he's wearing what essentially looks like superhero pants, but he steps back, throws the right hook as Ishikawa is trying to do a jumping, you know, something. I can't tell if it's a kick or if it's Superman, whatever it is. Makami steps back, rips the right hook over the top, and just catches him clean on the jaw. Just absolutely beautiful stuff. So I'm hoping to see more from Makami. He's got the confidence. As soon as he scored it, he knew he got the KO. Started playing to the crowd right away. We got to get stuff like that. Rise had a pretty good show, you know, and they are, in absence of not having Tenzin Nasukawa as regular, they are doing a good job of putting on consistent shows. They just got to keep working, and they got to keep putting their cards out there, and they got to keep showcasing their athletes. They really do have a lot of talent, so hopefully we will see more of them down the road, and more access to their fights will happen over the years. So should be a lot of fun, and I'm excited to see kind of what comes from Rise moving forward. Let's go ahead and look. We're going to break down. I won't break down, but I'll kind of go a fight by fight. One of the cards that are going down this weekend, the Glory Kickboxing card. Also should be noted that Janet Todd will be, I'll go ahead and talk about that one. Janet Todd will do the rematch with Stamp Fairtex, and that's going down this weekend. And it's one of those things where it's like, I am clearly excited. I'll break that one down first. I'll do that one before Glory. I am clearly excited that there has been this much investment in this class. If there's one thing I do give, you know, ONE Championship credit for, is they have been, of all their, you know, organizations, like, I felt like this particular one has done the best job of putting out consistent shows, enough fights in the women's division for you to say, okay, it makes sense that Janet Todd is the person that would fight for the title next. She debuted fighting for the title, came up short in a very good effort, and then went out there, had some fights outside of the promotion. She kept winning. And then, of course, one of the bigger stars that ONE Championship has is Stamp Fairtex. They've been behind her. And it was just good that that victory came about. So now that that victory has come about, you've had the consistency of both girls winning. They do the fight again. It all makes sense. You know, this has been one of the fights where I felt like there's been a roadmap for me to follow. I can look at one girl, I could look at the other girl, I could look at their activity and say, that makes sense that they're the best in the world. And that's what you had to have. You know what I'm saying? It's just, there needs to be a reason why you have your title fight. Now there's some, you know, I saw that Amon Barlow is going to fight for the title right away in her first fight for the promotion. Awesome, because I'm a, you know, fan of Amon Barlow. She's been a friend for a really long time. I'm excited she gets that opportunity. But there is no map to how she got to the title. There's no map to how her opponent got to the title. So it just seems like this is the fight that's going to be our champion. That wasn't done here. Here you have a really good, patient, put together fight card that has, you know, one of the best, I would say, you know, a real argument for 1 and 2 for the Adam Wade division by both girls. So I'm excited to see how this fight takes place. Stamp Fairtex is just keeping it regular. This one's for kickboxing. She's already the Muay Thai champion. So we'll see what happens here. And should be a fun fight, and I'm excited for it. Sam A will then, and Rocky Ogden will have the strawweight Muay Thai title on the line as these two go at it. Rocky Ogden's very talented. He ain't Sam A talented. So he's going to have to do something a little extra, build on himself, overachieve. He's talented. You know, he's got some skill. but he's got an uphill climb for sure. This is a very, very talented Sam A, stadium champion. Rocky Ogden is good. I'm excited to see how this fight takes place. You will always see guys from Australia and guys from England fighting high-level Muay Thai fights because it's such a big sport in those areas. There's a deep history there for both, and it's, you know, still a lot of fun. There's still a lot of talented guys. They have a long history of daring to be great and fighting the Thais. One championship just gives them that opportunity with a little bit bigger, you know, platform and solid paycheck. So hopefully it should be a good fight, and I'm excited to see what happens after that. So for the most part, that is it. We have mostly MMA outside of this, but really want on this one championship card. But I wanted to talk about those bouts in particular because I do kickboxing. That's what I do. I mean, there's a couple others, but there's, you know, MMA mixed in there. But those are the main ones that I wanted to talk about for the one championship card going down on the 28th. So go back to the glory card. Same thing. A lot of stuff to focus on and just fun fights, good matchups. Hopefully we have a really, really good night like we've had before. But this is what we're looking at for this card. Lorena Klein gets her glory debut. Lorena has been in this game for a long time, you know, so I'm excited that she gets this opportunity. She goes against Almira Tincherina, and that is it's going to open our card. I'm excited to see both girls. We've got a good starting fight for a women's division that the Glory Kickboxing is investing a little bit more in as we go throughout the year, so it's good to have new names. Bowie Zenovel goes against Antonio Campoy. Campoy's got some really cool KOs online. Had a tough go of it, you know, in his first fight. Again, tough guy, River Dass. And I believe Zenovel is having his glory debut. Talented guy. I've seen him only once before. So I didn't do as much research on him normally as I do when I go into a glory bout, but I'm excited to see what he does against this level of opposition. We then move into the Super Fight Series portion of the card as Vicente Fucheni gets a fight with Sujin Jin. Love that we've got a Korean representative. We've got two Korean representation on this fight card. Vincent, I just saw on the, you know, kind of lead up show for the Glory 75 event, I saw that he has been training at Collision Gym, and that's awesome. You know, he said a friend invited him. He went there. He saw the level of training. He saw the guys. He says he feels like he's getting better all the time. Moved his camp there. Awesome stuff. I want to see more from this guy. See what happens when he gets into another atmosphere and gets some other bodies around him. Sometimes it makes an even better beast. Mohamed Hadouf, talented guy, talented Moroccan fighter. He's going against Bruno Ghazani, who is on fire right now. Ghazani, of course, is coming off a stoppage victory back in China. Very good fighter. Killed it at WGP when he was in Brazil. Now he's out here doing his thing. I love seeing him on the card. That should be a good matchup. Jarek Belay gets a fight with Artur Saladek. Artur Saladek is a solid fighter. This would be a pretty good step up just as far as glory goes, because Belay's got some victories in glory. So I'm excited to see it. Blaze got an entertaining style, good clean kickboxing. That one should be a lot of fun. Anissa Mexen goes against Xiangwan Li. Lee has had some struggles in her glory outing so far, but she hasn't had a fight in a little while. Been sitting back training, getting herself better. Anissa Mexen, of course, is, you know, a decision, a judge away from, you know, being the champion still. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's still a round or two away, or just your point of view on a fight, from still being the champion. She still is one of the magnificent talents in the world. She puts the time in. Her husband has her fighting on a regular basis, has her training on a regular basis, getting better all the time. She's a talent. She is a talent. So that should be a good one. Tough matchup for Lee. You know, Mexen should be ready, but at the same time, Mexen hasn't seen a style like Lee's in a little while. So hopefully that's a good fight. And it is the co-headliner for Sergey Mosobozhev against Raul Menart. This fight right here. Sorry, I've been eating pretzels and my mouth's a little dry. Sorry. Menart versus Mosobozhev is, to me, the highest level of kickboxing that you're going to see, especially for the larger weights. So this fight takes place at light heavyweight. These guys are going to be smooth. They're going to be technical. Their combos are going to be clean. And, you know, we'll see who figures out who the better is. But I'm telling you, Musabejev is legit, talent-wise, one of the top five guys in the world, no matter what weight class. He is that talented. Roman Art is the K-1 champion at heavyweight, who actually had to finish out his contract there after he had his glory debut earlier in the year last year. This is high-level, all-action fight, and the winner is well-positioned to fight for the title next. I cannot wait. These are so talented. These guys are super talented. The card's got good fights throughout. But of the fights, me, you know, as a fan, am most excited to see that one. That should be great. Rod Gregorian goes against Jamie Bates. Jamie Bates struggles a little bit sometimes with pressure, but his boxing is clean. And when he gets his kickboxing game going, it's a little bit stronger towards the boxing than the kicks, but he has a lot of success. Rod Gregorian is that dude. Used to be the champion. Good forward pressure. Very strong, tough dude. He's fun to watch. Like, he's one of the guys where I'm like, you've never seen kickboxing before. If he's the next bout, you should enjoy it. So, Rod Gregorian versus Jamie Bates should be a good one. Dejani Bastadi goes against Michael Palandre. Very good matchup between two lightweight guys. Bastadi coming off of fighting for the title and coming up short. Michael Palandre, you know, he's met a loss recently. Still very talented, still in the picture, still one of the better guys coming out of France. Bastadi, very tall for the weight class. Both guys tall for the weight class. This should be a good, solid kickboxing bout. Very, very good. Probably the fight that I'm on the card that I'm second most interested in seeing from a fan perspective. Yusri Belgari, who continues to be one of the better guys in the middleweight division, goes against Jacob Steben. Steben is a talented guy from Germany, built a very solid resume. This would be the biggest win of his career if he can get it, because Yusri Belgari is a talent. He's very, very good. He's very, very tall, knows how to use his range. Super talented. I'm excited about this and it is our co-main event. The original co-main event of Hamicha versus Dmitry Menchikov, it was just moved one card over. There was an injury that happened late in camp, and I heard that it happened on Saturday. So that's the reason why we're not doing that bout. That was originally supposed to be the co-main event. We got two hitters, two KO guys. That's going to be a lot of fun. They just slid it one card, so you guys are still going to get that. It just won't be on this one. But then finally, Pitch Pounder Maroon, Kit Moon Kao, the champion, goes against Sahir Adamchuk. You know, last year they did it. In this month, 1 year ago, they fought for the title. So, Adamchuk has proven to be one of the better guys in the world. He's proven that he can beat, you know, everyone in the division. He's only struggled with Pitch. You know what I'm saying? And the fight with Kevin Ostrand was close, so you can make an argument for him there. But that's been it for him. Pesch, very talented, is going to rip that left leg, going to rip the hooks off of it, going to play in space, going to clinch when he has to. It doesn't stop Adamchuk. Adamchuk, to his credit, has been much more offensively aggressive in the last few fights. Between Abraham Vidalis, between Ulyanov, he has been more aggressive. So I'm excited to see what happens moving forward. I'm excited to see fight-wise what this card is going to look like. It should be a good night of fights. Definitely make sure you guys got Fight Pass so you can watch the action. Thanks, everybody, so much for watching and following the sport. Thanks, everybody, for listening to my podcast. I will be back next week with results. And along with results, I will return to my all-decade team. So God bless. Thanks for your time. Everybody have a good one. Peace.